This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. military officials at the Pentagon on Tuesday declined to comment on a statement by Iran-aligned Khatib Hezbollah announcing the suspension of all its military operations against U.S. troops in the region.
We've seen those reports. I don't have a specific comment to provide other than actions speak louder than words.
Pentagon spokesperson Major General Patrick Ryder said there had already been three attacks against U.S. forces in the region since Sunday's drone attack on a base in Jordan that killed three soldiers and wounded more than 40 troops. Palestinian officials said Israeli forces in disguise raided a hospital in the occupied West Bank on Tuesday. AP News Director for Israel and the Palestinian territories, Joseph Fetterman, reports from Jerusalem.
The forces were disguised as women and medical professionals. They moved into the hospital and killed three wanted militants from Hamas. This is just another example of how the fighting in Gaza has threatened to ripple across the entire region. Now, hospitals are not normally targeted. They enjoy special protections. But Israel says when Hamas uses a site like a hospital, that makes it a legitimate target.
The AP's Joseph Fetterman. The Israeli army said Tuesday it's sending water into Gaza's tunnels in a bid to destroy the sprawling underground network used by U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants to launch attacks on Israel. It's part of a range of tools deployed by the IDF or Israeli army to neutralize the threat of Hamas's subterranean network of tunnels, the military said in a statement confirming media reports. Dubbed the Gaza Metro by the Israeli army, there were over 1,300 tunnels and 500 kilometers in Gaza at the start of the war in October. This is VOA News. The U.S. envoy to the United Nations said Tuesday Washington needs to see changes before it can resume funding a United Nations relief agency that provides help for Palestinians in Gaza. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has the story.
Linda Thomas-Greenfield, U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, welcomed the U.N.'s decision to investigate and review the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine refugees in the Near East.
I know that we need to see fundamental changes before we can resume providing funding directly to UNRWA. And as you know, we shouldn't let that cloud the great work that UNRWA does.
Countries including the United States, Britain, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands and Switzerland have halted their funding of the agency following recent Israeli allegations that some of the UN's agency staff were involved in the October 7th attack by the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
A Pakistani court on Monday convicted former Prime Minister Imran Khan of revealing official secrets and sentenced him to 10 years in prison. It's the latest in a slew of cases that supporters say are meant to sideline the imprisoned Islamist politician just days ahead of parliamentary elections. Khan was ousted in a no-confidence vote in 2022. He is not on the ballot because he's already serving a three-year prison term, and more than 150 other cases are still pending against him. El Salvador's Nayib Bukele appears all but sure to be reelected in the Central American country's presidential election on Sunday, Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Bukele, who has described himself as the world's coolest dictator, has transformed El Salvador from a country infamous for its record on murder and gangs to a nation with one of the lowest homicide rates in the Americas. That's led to recent polls showing overwhelming support for Bukele, despite criticism of his draconian crackdown on civil and human rights, and despite the country's own constitution, which prohibits presidents from serving a second consecutive term. At just 4% in polls, the next closest candidate is Manuel Chino Flores for the legacy left-wing Farabundo Marti National Liberation Front, which ran the country for 10 years prior to Bukele.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. A judge says billionaire Elon Musk must give up a compensation package awarded by electric car maker Tesla's board of directors that's potentially worth more than $55 billion. The ruling on Tuesday comes 5 years after a shareholder lawsuit targeted Tesla and the company's directors. They were accused of breaching their duties to the maker of electric vehicles and solar panels, resulting in a waste of corporate assets and unjust enrichment for Musk. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.